Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, the CBS team. Welcome on in. It's Sports Radio 94 WIP, the Eagles schedule release show. Well done by Moshe Karis behind the glass. Joe Giglio, James Seltzer with you as we await the official Eagles schedule, which will be out any second now. Playing us back with the CBS theme. James, we didn't talk about that. We talked about our broadcasters. But I do like the CBS music.
Oh, so I have a very strong take on this, and that is the NBC music is by far the best. I will fight to the death. The Sunday Night Football music is pinnacle.
Now,
it is the best.
Where do you stand? I forget what we're doing now, but at some point we switched from Faith Hill.
Fox is the worst.
No, but Faith Hill to Carrie Underwood.
I'm not talking about that. Talking about the theme, the Sunday theme. Night Football theme. I think Mosh played it last
yes,
break
he
coming
did.
Back.
Can we hear that again?
Oh, yeah, this. I mean, come on.
It's a big game.
It feels big when they play.
It's football night in America.
Yes. So this is my favorite. But I agree with you. CBS after that, Fox clearly the worst, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I've always thought Fox puts together a good broadcast and good
great
broadcasters. And the lead used to be Buck and Aikman. But yeah.
Doesn't feel as big, you know?
There's something about the music that just plays you in and you get ready for the whole thing. So, yes, I'm glad Moe's brought us in with that. 215-592-9494, the NFL schedule release show. So the schedules are about to drop here across the NFL, and we will bring you the Eagles schedule, and we'll go win-loss, win-loss.
Good thing we don't know any of these games, and we get to find them all out when the NFL releases these schedules, right?
Now, you know what, James? It is official. I have it in front of me.
Oh, we got it!
I have it in front of me, everybody. Here we go. We have the Eagles schedule. All right, let me reel this off quickly, and then we'll roll back through it, and we'll give win-loss. But just off the top, here's what we have. Official Go Birds. The Eagles put this out, Go Birds. The name of a good
Go
podcast.
Birds!
There it is. All right. As we knew already, week one, Philadelphia Eagles will take on the Detroit Lions in Detroit. Week two, Monday Night Football, 8:30 kick at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Week three, the Eagles will travel to Washington to take on Carson Wentz and the Commanders, a 1 o'clock start on September 25th. Back home, week four, Sunday at 1, it is Doug Peterson and the Jaguars. Week five, they travel to Arizona to take on Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Now, that one is interesting as DeAndre Hopkins has a 6-game suspension.
Big deal there.
Yes,
big
deal. That is a big deal.
You were really hoping early. Give Arizona in the first 6 games. He looked completely different without DeAndre last year.
I saw a stat a couple months ago that when Kyler Murray had DeAndre Hopkins, his numbers were on par with, like, you know, Mahomes, right? The best quarterbacks. His numbers were identical to Jared Goff when you took away DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, he was an MVP candidate for like the first 8 weeks of the season last year.
Yeah, then he fell apart, which
completely
always happens. All right, so week 6, the Eagles are back home. 8:20 start. That looks like Sunday Night Football to me.
Oh, yeah. It must be. Because it's definitely a Sunday because it's a week after the 9th. So, yeah.
Cowboys.
How about it? I love it.
Cowboy Sunday Night Football.
All right, Mike Tirico coming to Philly along with Chris Collinsworth. Let's go.
Then a bye week, and then another home game. So the bye week is in week seven. So the bye is in week seven. So it goes.
So that's it would be October 23rd is your bye week.
Yes.
If you're planning stuff.
Oh, I always have to.
That's why, dude, I always check out the bye week. Yeah. I see what's happening, and I'm all in.
Basically, tell my wife this is the only
weekend until
January.
Emily, get ready. This is our weekend.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
All right, so Lions, Vikings, Washington, Jaguars, Cardinals, Cowboys, bye. They come out of the bye. The Eagles will host the Pittsburgh Steelers on October 30th. It's interesting. Steelers on October. The year, what was it, 04? Wasn't that the first loss of the season?
It was the first loss. Yeah, they were 7-0 or 8-0 going into
on
Pittsburgh.
Halloween weekend.
Yep. It was Halloween weekend.
Same time of the year. Yep. All right, so home against the Steelers on October 30th. Then they go to the Texans. I believe that will be a Thursday night game.
Yeah, it looks by the date like it's a Thursday night game. So home game, then on the road. Look, if you're going to have a Thursday night game, let it be in Houston. That's not too bad. You'd rather have it home than on the road, but I'll take Houston.
But if you're going to have a road Thursday night game against a bad team, I will take that too. Okay, so at Houston on November 3rd for a Thursday night game. So that gives them
11
days. That means we get to get revved up for Carson Wentz's return for 11 days.
NFL, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate this. This is good looking out.
That's incredible. Okay, so Washington at home, Monday Night Football on November the 14th. I wonder if that also will be Salute to Service Day. They always put that around that time of the year.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, I took my son. We went to his first game last year against the Chargers.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was a fun game.
That's fun.
Washington, Carson Wentz's return on November 14th, 8:15. They then go to the Colts the next Sunday for a 1 p.m. start. Back home, I believe that will be Thanksgiving weekend, Sunday night football. Another Sunday night game.
Wow. How about that?
Against the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. How about that, too? So this is five. Is that five primetime games?
Week two is primetime.
Four
week
primetime games.
Six
four.
Is primetime. Yeah. Week nine is primetime. No, five. Week 10 is primetime. And week 12 is primetime.
Yeah.
Five primetime games.
Yeah.
Okay.
That?
So week 12, Sunday night football against the Packers. Again at home, so this is, I mean, really, they've got a stretch of what? Around, James, if you go around the, starting with the Cowboys game in week six, they play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 8 at home.
It's big.
With a bye in between.
Yeah,
that's a big stretch there. Okay, week 12 against the Packers at home, Sunday Night Football. Week 13 at home against the Titans at a 1 o'clock start. And
there, potentially, like, just overview, maybe Arizona, I guess, the other team you could put in here, I guess, Dallas. But you could argue the three best teams on their schedule are three toughest opponents
home.
In a row there. Well, also two of them at home.
Yeah.
But having the Colts, Green Bay, and Tennessee, I mean, maybe Dallas in there too, but those are three of their four toughest opponents right in a row there.
It is. And then, so they come off of that with their toughest stretch just based on the road. I just mentioned 6 of 8 games at home with a bye in between. Well, they have to make it up somewhere. They have three straight road games. Week 14 at the Giants, 1 o'clock start. Week 15 at the Bears, 1 o'clock start. And then one we heard earlier in the day, Christmas Eve, 4:25 start. Merry Christmas at the Cowboys.
So that's the third straight road game on a short week, no less.
That's brutal.
It's a
six-day
week.
That is brutal.
Yeah. That's a loss. That's a loss. I'll give you that one. That's a loss.
The silver lining is the two road games to start the trip are against teams you would think are going to be pretty poor. Giants, Bears.
Yeah, I think you feel good. And that we just talked about take two or three. Those first two are the two you're most likely to win anyway. Take those first two.
All right, week 17 on New Year's Day at home against the Saints, 1 p.m. start, and the season will end. They put to be determined because obviously they can flex it. I'm sure every team has to be determined, time-wise.
I don't think they're looking to flex the Eagles into that Sunday night game anytime soon.
Yeah, they broke that. they also put the date as 1-7 or 1-8. That means they could put it on Saturday again.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So final week 18 against the Giants. So very quickly, one more run through, and then we got to play win-loss. Lions, Vikings, Commanders, Jaguars, Cardinals, Cowboys, bye week, Steelers, Texans, Commanders, Wentz's return, Colts, Packers, Titans, Giants, Bears, Cowboys, Saints, Giants. There is your 2022 Eagles schedule. James, you ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
All right, let's
I'm
do
ready.
It.
I'm
let's
I'm see. Excited. This is pretty exciting.
Okay.
I'm ready to be ridiculous with this.
Here's what I need. I need some sort of pen to keep track of what I'm doing myself here. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to make two columns so I can keep track of both of
those. I probably should do that, too.
So we got to keep track here so we get to the end.
Hold on.
We know we're doing
it. I got a pen in my bag.
All right, we're prepared.
I'm prepared. I brought a bag. I'm a pro, Joe Giglio.
All right, here we go. 17 games over 18 weeks. Let's start it off, James. Week one, Eagles at the Lions.
35-point win.
Not just a win, a statement win. I'm going with the win as well. Eagles start the season off 1-0. Week two, Monday Night Football against the Vikings.
I'm going to go win.
I am too. We mentioned earlier, I mean, Kirk Cousins on prime time. That's a victory for the
2-0
Eagles.
2-0
start. 2-0, and everyone is hyped here. Week three, and this pains me to say it, but this is the way it works around here. They're going to burst our bubble when they go down to Washington and lose to Carson Wentz.
Yeah, so you would think that they would do that. I'm going to tell you why that's not going to happen.
Oh, I like this.
It's my 41st birthday on September 25th. There is no way they are losing to Carson Wentz on my birthday.
They can't do that to you.
Philadelphia Eagles, don't do that to me. You can't do that to me. Of all teams to face, Carson Wentz versus the Eagles on my birthday. It's a stone cold win as far as I'm concerned.
All right, so James Seltzer has the Eagles starting off 3-0.
Birthday magic.
I'm going to go 2-1. Week four at home against the Jaguars and Doug Peterson. I will write it down as a victory for the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened and how I got myself in this position. The Eagles are starting 4-0.
Oh,
it
no.
It is what it is. I mean, it's not my choice. It's what it is. So.
Okay, week five, the Eagles, I have them at 3-1. James has them at 4-0. They head to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Now, the good thing right now is the DeAndre Hopkins suspension, but I've got two reasons why I'm going to go with a loss on this. Number one, that could be appealed and taken down to four games, and that would hurt the Eagles because this would be game
really
number five.
Point, yeah.
The other part is, if you look at Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, they're great in the first half of seasons.
Dude, this is where I was going to go with
and
this.
And then Kyler Murray, you know, he remembers he's 5'10" and 180 pounds, and he gets hurt, and Kingsbury can't adjust. But they're usually good in the beginning. I'm going to put out a loss for
the Eagles.
What
were they, 7-0, 8-0 last year?
Yeah.
I mean, and Murray, both of his years in the NFL has come out really hot to start the year. I had that. I was almost coming into the Arizona thing as a loss, almost no matter what, just based on the way it shook out. But particularly in this situation, I think they lose this game.
Okay, so that's your first loss, my second. So
they're not going undefeated. So.
No, this is not the year. The 72 Dolphins, which is one of the saddest things.
Pop the champagne, buddy. Yeah, how sad is that?
You know what the saddest part is? We're probably not going to get an undefeated team. The Patriots are
closing.
Oh,
yeah, I think it's over.
So you know what's going to happen first? They're not going to be around.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to stop showing it because
there's not going to
be any more of those guys.
Right.
All right.
You're
so we go to week six, Eagles, Cowboys, Sunday Night Football. We said it earlier. If Jalen Hurts wants to remain the Eagles quarterback, he's got to beat the Cowboys. He has never done this. He does it here. Week six. I have the Eagles beating the Cowboys.
I have the Eagles at 5-1 going into the bye, and this city is on fire, Joe Giglio.
Well, if you're right, I mean, even at 4-2, people will be excited, but if you're a part of the schedule is correct, I could hear it now. DeCameron Ritchie, can we say Super Bowl?
And, oh, buddy.
And I, well, who,
That actually is pretty funny because it was in it was
right
around that time in that season. It was after the Panthers game on our show. I think we were 5-1 actually, and we that's when we started talking about.
So I just quickly, who do you think will be the one on your show that will say yes we can, and who will say no we can't?
I think we all know it's not John Ritchie.
No,
all right, Jalen Hurts could come out and be the best quarterback in football for the first 6 weeks of the season, and John Ritchie will not be saying they're winning the Super Bowl.
Okay, so. Week number seven. Well, that's an easy one. That is a bye for the Philadelphia
Eagles.
No. Another win for James. Okay. Week eight off the bye. I'm going to go with a win over the Steelers. Now, I always am wary of betting against Mike Tomlin, but the Eagles are off a bye. And look, it's either Mitch Trubisky, who's just trying to hold on to that thing at quarterback, or they're getting a rookie quarterback on the road. I will take my chances. The Eagles beat the Steelers that day.
So I originally thought home against the Steelers coming into this would be a win. I don't like the bye that much. I think that more often than not, we see teams come out slow to start the bye. I think Mike Tomlin's a good coach. I think they'll be a competent football team. I don't think they're going to be that good. But I think this is one of those weird ones they lose. So 5-2.
You know what? You changed my mind, actually.
Oh, wow. Look at me.
You changed my mind.
Okay.
I'm going with the loss.
I
like Tomlin against Sirianni, still a young coach. Their defense is really good. And you know what? I just thought about it. I gave them a win on that Sunday night against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you see them going to the bye with their heads a little too big?
Of course I could.
Yeah, they come out of the bye and they lose. Okay, so we'll put that down as a loss, my third loss of the season. All right, week nine, Thursday Night Football, very quick turnaround, not easy. Short week, Thursday night in Houston. Look, if the Texans were not a 4 or 5 win bad team, I would say this is a worry. I think they go to smash the Texans on that Thursday night.
Well, yeah, and that's part of it, especially coming off the loss at home to Pittsburgh. It gives them that extra juice to go on the road on Thursday night, win that football game. I think it's a stone cold win.
All right, week number 10, there is no question in my mind. Carson Wentz is not coming here and winning. Nope. Week 10, 11 days to prepare, almost another mini bye for the Eagles. This city will be – the fact that's a primetime game, that place is going to be so revved up for that game.
And we know how Carson does in big spots, all right? I think it's – as much as it's my birthday and they won't lose to Carson Wentz on my birthday, I still think it's far more likely they lose on my birthday than lose on Monday night.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so that brings us to week 11 on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. James, I'm putting this down as a loss. I think that the Colts – are going to get – I don't think Matt Ryan is great anymore, but I think he'll be more
be better than
steady.
Carson Wentz.
He'll be more steady, and he'll be better than Carson Wentz.
I think they're going to be good.
Me too. I think that's a loss for the Eagles.
So it was one of the only games – and again, I think this is one of the fun things coming into this without knowing the actual schedule and just looking at the opponents and saying, oh, wow, what an easy schedule. For some reason, just looking at the home and away games, away at Indy just – always felt like a loss to me, and certainly in this situation, I think it's a loss.
Yeah, it's a very tricky game for the Eagles.
Short week too.
Yep, they return home Sunday night football the next week. Doesn't this feel like it will be billed as a "Are the Eagles for real?" game? You know, it's Green
a great
Bay.
Point. Yes,
Green Bay probably is.
I love that. You just nailed it. That's what it's going to be. It's perfect.
Green Bay probably is in the mix for the one seed again, just because their division and Aaron Rodgers and. I will say that night the Eagles are going to lose to the Green Bay Packers. And the worries we have about the secondary against Rodgers, they all come to fruition. I'm going to put it as a loss. So my first back-to-back losses here.
Mine too. And that's exactly where I'm at in my head. It's the first time I think – I mean, I had him going 7-2 prior to the Green Bay game, so now they're 7-3 after the Green – you know, after this – sorry, I had him at 7-2 going into the Indy game, 7-3 – they lose again. I think it's the first time all season people start to worry a little bit and say, uh-oh. What's going on? Yep. Are they not as good as we thought? So I think this is a loss as well.
So the next game is an interesting one. The Titans in week 13 on December 4th, coming off of back-to-back losses. It's going to be one of those games like, uh-oh, is this thing going to slip away from them? Because they have three straight road games coming up after the one we're about to say. I have a feeling, though, James, the Titans are going to belly flop this year. That you know that they were a weird number one seed last year. How many years in a row can Derrick Henry stay healthy or good? And they have a quarterback situation brewing there with Tannehill and Malik Willis.
Coming off that playoff game, buddy.
I don't think the Titans are going to be very good. I think the Eagles win this game.
I think the Colts are winning that division. I agree with you on the Titans. I don't think the Titans will bottom out just because I think Mike Vrabel's a really good coach. I'm in on that dude. I think he's a motivator. I think guys play for him. So I don't think they're going to bottom out. But I think they're more of like a 9-win team this year rather than a 12, 13, whatever team win they were last year. And I think this is a good spot for the Eagles. After the two losses, bounce back, win at home against Tennessee. I'm giving them a win.
All right, you want to reset here as we go into the final stretch of the season? All right, let's reset where we're at for each of us. So we have gone through the first 13 weeks of this season. And where do each of us have the Eagles? So there's 5 games left on the schedule. 13 weeks, so we've played out 12 games. Where do you have the Eagles at through 12 games?
I have the Eagles, and I think even though they did lose two in a row recently, I think at 8-4 heading into the final stretch of the season, I don't think anyone's complaining. I'm happy at 8-4 heading into the final stretch. At 8-2, I'm really pumped. Or 7-2, I'm really pumped. 8-4 coming off a win, I still feel very good.
I have them at 8-4 as well.
Wow, look at this.
8-4.
All right, I like it.
Yeah, 8-4. Excuse me, I have them at 7-5. Sorry.
Okay.
I have the one extra loss than you do. So I have them at 7-5 heading into the final stretch of the season. All right, let's play it out. 7-5 with 5 games to go at the Giants in week 14.
I mean, stone cold win. You know, I get it. It's risky to say they're going to win both games against the Giants, as we've seen the last few years. No matter how bad the Giants are, they always seem to fight tough. I still think the Eagles get on a bit of a roll here. I think they handle business.
I have a win, too. I think the Giants, talent-wise, are a while away from being a real team.
And I think at this point in the season, they might kind of be, like, looking towards the offseason at this point.
Sure. I mean, who knows? Daniel Jones, he never stays healthy, and he's not good either anyway, even when he does play. All right, so we both have wins over the Giants week 14. Week 15, I think this is a sneaky, crucial game in this season because we know the Cowboy game is the week after. I have the Eagles beating the Bears on the road in week 15, their second straight road game. I think the Bears are kind of a mess of a team. And Justin Fields is kind of interesting, but I don't think there's much around him. I'm going to go with a win.
Yeah, I think the Bears are one of the worst teams in the NFC this year. And I don't think it's Fields' fault. Like, I like Justin Fields a lot, but Eberflus wasn't a super exciting hire to me. I think he's fine. I don't, you know, I'm not saying he's going to be bad, but I don't think it was necessarily the right hire for having Justin Field there and, you know, this young
defensive linebacker
such
coach.
A strange hire to me. And yeah. then to literally put no one to do zero around Justin Field. They've added no one to that. It's like, unbelievable.
We complained this offseason before A.J. Brown.
Yes.
And we had.
Our offense was already way better.
Right. Like, we have Goddard and Devontae.
They have. I mean, Darnell Mooney's like their best player. I mean, I guess Dave Montgomery.
Right.
Like, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, they got nothing. Cole Kmet and guys you never heard of. So I think Chicago is going to be pretty bad. And I know it's a weird game in there, but I do agree with you. Like, in a lot of ways, you know, it could play out where it's like not a must-win game, but a crucial game for this team because they got to win that game. But I think they win it.
All right, week 16, we have them winning the first two games of this three-game road trip. Week 16, Eagles at Cowboys, Christmas Eve. I mean, we know what's going to happen.
This is the stone-coldliest loss on the schedule.
I know. I mean, it is. It's a terrible spot more than anything else. It really is. And I'm interested to look later on tonight what the Cowboys' schedule is, what we think they'll be at this time. Because
I was thinking about that with all these teams. Like, we don't. Tennessee could be coming off three straight.
Right.
This could be their third straight. There are other spots that could change. When
elements,
you look at
yeah. But I have the Eagles losing the game. We both do. Okay, Eagles lose to the Cowboys week 16. Normally, like in the old days, you lose to the Cowboys week 16, that might end the division. There's still 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, buddy.
It's amazing. This season doesn't end till January 8th. Feels so late, but that's the extra week now. All right, week 17, back at home after the Cowboys loss against the Saints. Jalen Hurts doesn't lose to the Saints.
No, he owns the Saints.
Win.
Jameis Winston late in the season. He might not even be Jameis by that
Could
point.
Be Andy Dalton.
I think the Saints, I know everyone's talking like, oh, the Saints are going to be good, and they thought they were I think the Saints are going to be pretty bad.
They also lost Sean Payton.
I know. No one's talking about that.
One of the best coaches in the league is just gone.
I think a big reason why they were a competent team was Sean Payton. So they might have some nice talent on defense. I get it. I think it's going to spiral for them. I think that was a reason I liked the trade so much. I really think they have a chance to be a 6-7 win type of football team.
Yeah, so it could be a game that's a double whammy. Eagles push the Saints down in the standings and maybe give themselves a chance to win the NFC East the next week. All right, so week 18, Giants in here against the Philadelphia Eagles. I have the Eagles coming into the game at 10-6.
I have them at 11-5
okay.
right now. How bad?
So based on what we're doing with here, I think this game is going to have significant implications. Like, division title, if they win, they win the division title. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have them with a win. The Eagles are going to win the game over the Giants week 18. I have the Eagles at 11-6. First, look at the schedule. You have them at 12-5.
I have them at 12-5, Joe Giglio. And to just, it's funny because remember you said before, do you have a number that you try and get through all that?
Yeah.
I actually came in at 11, so I don't. I came in at 11. I think they're a 12-win football team this year based on that schedule.
How about that?
How about it?
And you know what my favorite part is?
It's unbelievable.
This segment, and you know, you and I have never done one of these win-loss things. I don't know if I've ever done this with anyone because usually I just do it by myself.
Yeah, sure.
It lasted our entire segment.
It's amazing. It's awesome.
12-5, 11-6. The Eagles schedule is out. 215-592-9494 to hop on. You heard it. You saw it. What's your reaction? Eagles schedule, what number you're at? I'm at 11-6. James Seltzer is at 12-5 for your 2022 Eagles. We are excited here. And joining us on the other side, we're going to talk to – speaking of excited, you know Merrill Reese is excited. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, will join us next to talk about the Eagles schedule, what he thinks about the three-game road trip, the opener in Detroit, everything about the schedule, and, of course, Carson Wentz's return in week number 10. That's coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, James Seltzer. It is our Eagles NFL schedule release special here on WIP. 215-592-9494 to join us. The schedule is out. If you just hopped in, it is Lions, Vikings, Commanders, Jaguars, Cardinals, Cowboys, bye week, Steelers, Texans, Commanders, and that one will be here, that second Commanders game, Carson Wentz return, Colts, Packers, Titans, Giants, Bears, Cowboys, Saints, and Giants. Those are your teams this season. We knew the opponents. Now we know the order. That includes a three-game road trip. And all these games this year will include Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles. He'll be calling everyone. Starting off September 11th, 1 p.m. in Detroit against the Lions. Let's get Merrill Reese's first reaction to the 2022 schedule. Merrill, how you doing tonight?
Good, good, Joe and Jim. I'm very excited, and I always am, of course. I never am somebody who takes the W and the L's and puts them next to the games on the schedule, because I've always felt, and I think you guys understand this too, that it's more important when you play a team than who's on your schedule back in May. I mean, you play a team without their star. The injuries play such a big part in it. And that's something we won't know until the season unfolds. But on the offset, just to begin, I like the fact that they're opening at Detroit against a team that is not considered a strong team, where you have a chance to nail down a win to start your season.
Well, Mara, I agree. I mean, they're favored, you know, early on by, you know, a pretty sizable amount of points, and they should be against the team they beat last year. Merrill, interesting, the home opener is a Monday night game against the Minnesota Vikings, and they're obviously better, Merrill, than the Lions. You know, they're about an average football team. But you look at that, Merrill, Lions in week one and then back home to take on the Vikings. It does set up that the Eagles have a chance here to get out of the gate with a 2-0 start.
They do. They do. These are two games that I think there's a good chance that they're favored in. So, I know I like the way it plays out, and I love the fact that you have all these primetime games. I get, you know, every game can be exciting, but when you look at the schedule and you see Washington there on Monday night, November 14th, and you know Carson Wentz, assuming he's healthy, you never know with Carson Wentz, but assuming he's healthy back at the link, I think that's exciting. And then you see Sunday, November 27th, Green Bay Packers. in a primetime game. That should be a lot of fun. So, I mean, I think it's an exciting schedule. And I think, of course, you always wind up with the division just about. And this year is with the Giants, and it's a home game.
Merrill, that's why you're so good, because I was about to ask you a question about Carson Wentz's return, and you bring it up yourself. But we were talking about that before, and how, you know, obviously a bit of a complicated legacy. I personally think, you know, the dude helped us win a Super Bowl. That's really all that matters. But there was obviously a lot of acrimony on the way out and all that. What kind of reception do you think it's going to be? What kind of feeling do you think it's going to be in that building when Carson Wentz returns?
Oh, I think it's going to be unfavorable. I think there's going to be a lot of booing
that night. Yeah.
And look, I think that Carson Wentz was a great move when they drafted him. But after the injury, he was never the same guy. He was never the same player. And he refused to make the adjustments that he had to make to his game. And really, and the way he went out, I really disagree with people who say, well, the Eagles weren't kind to him when they drafted Jalen Hurts, and that Carson never got over it. You know, if a quarterback is really that sensitive about another quarterback being drafted late in the second round, then he shouldn't be an NFL quarterback. You have to be a lot tougher than that. And I just don't like the way he reacted at all, and the lack of respect he gave Doug Peterson.
Preach, Merrill.
Yeah,
preach.
Well, I totally agree with that, Merrill. He did not handle it well, and not becoming of a franchise quarterback, certainly. Merrill, what do you think about the bye this year? It was late last year, and, you know, we were saying a few minutes ago, the bye could kind of be in the eye of the beholder. You could spin it. If you have a late one, you could say, well, kind of springboard you in the end. I thought it helped them last year. It's earlier this year. Ideally, Merrill, I would like it right in the middle, but it's week 7 this year. What do you think about where the bye sits?
See, I don't want to tell you what I really think about the bye. The first thing I look about the bye is, how late is it? Is it still decent golf weather?
Well, it could be. Yeah,
yeah, I think you're all right.
October 23rd.
If I'm going to get a week off, what good is it at the end of December when the sleet is there, the courses, the ground is frozen? So it gives me enough. But the truth of the matter is, being honest, I think it comes at the right time from a football standpoint. It will do you some good. It's at the perfect time where you can get healthy going into the stretch run. It's not too early. It's not too late where you could be out of it by that time. I think it's right where it should be. I know I'm being facetious about the golf, but that means a little something too.
Yeah, and you deserve it. You know, you worked pretty hard all season. I think a week off is earned.
That's it.
Merrill, we were actually speaking of how hard you work. Joe and I were talking before about, you know, when you see the schedule, it's different than when everyone else does, because you're intimately involved in all these games and going to them. Are there any games, especially particularly the away schedule, that you're extra excited for? Any places you're extra excited to go, or games that look particularly fun for you to call?
Well, they're all fun for me to call. Of course, Saturday, December 24th at Dallas. I mean, Saturday night, it will be, well, it's 4:25 game, but it'll be dark here by that time. And to play the Cowboys on the 24th there, I mean, that's a Saturday game. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're all fun. And sometimes you look at a game and you say, well, look, they're not a very good team. It should be a one-sided game. But, for example, I'm anxious to see how the game goes on Sunday, October the 22nd at the Link, when Doug Peterson comes back. Now, there is somebody who will get a warm greeting from the Philadelphia fans. No doubt about it. I mean, he was the coach of our only Super Bowl championship. Doug was always respectful of the fans. They always liked him. He always communicated with the media. Doug's a great guy. And I honestly believe that he has a chance to be the coach of the year this year, to be the NFC coach of the year. Not that he's going to take them to the Super Bowl or even the playoffs, but they were the team in the NFL last year with the worst record. They had the first pick in the entire draft.
Back-to-back and years, Merrill. Back-to-back years.
Back-to-back years. And he takes over, and I just think with Trevor Lawrence is going to blossom under Doug Peterson. Urban Meyer didn't know what to do with him, but Doug Peterson will make him the kind of quarterback that he has the talent to be. And I still believe that he was the most talented quarterback coming out of that draft.
Yeah, it's interesting, Merle. I actually think it's funny you brought that up because I think physically, Lawrence reminds me a little bit of Wentz pre-injury. So maybe Doug can work some magic and make him good. That'll be a fun game when Doug Peterson comes back. Merle, when you look at the schedule, are there any spots that worry you, games you're most intrigued by? I mean, James and I were talking about the three-game road trip. You mentioned that the final leg of that is in Dallas on Christmas Eve. That is always difficult. The Eagles, unfortunately, got saddled with one of those this year. Giants, Bears, Cowboys. That will be a challenge, those three games, because it's all three on the road.
Yeah, but I look, Arizona's going to be tough. There was an erroneous report yesterday that Arizona was going to be the opener at Arizona. They're tough. I mean, they're Kyler Murray. And they've got a lot of stars. They're going to be very tough to beat, home or on the road. And in this case, you face them on the road. I don't worry about the weather because as hot as it can be down there, they close the roof, they lock in the noise, and they make it a dank gray gymnasium. So you're not going to have to worry too much about the heat. But I think the Jacksonville game is very interesting. The games with Pittsburgh. Now, with Pittsburgh, we're used to seeing Ben Roethlisberger. Who's going to be the Pittsburgh quarterback this year? I mean, I don't know. Is it going to be Kenny Pickett? Is it going to be Mason Rudolph? I don't know. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And Kenny Pickett, who grew up listening to you and going to Eagles games, was an Eagles fan. He could be up against him. Merrill, I haven't gotten your thoughts on this. I'm curious, but you know, schedule aside, how do you feel about this team right now? It's kind of a weird offseason where there wasn't much buzz early. Hassan Reddick was obviously a very good signing, but that was kind of in terms of big names. And then, Merrill, just for people that we talk to every day on WIP, the feeling on this offseason changed a couple Thursday nights ago and then into Friday and Saturday. The NFL draft, the trade for A.J. Brown. We're feeling a lot of buzz here, and our callers are too. What are you feeling expectations-wise, you know, just aside from the schedule, just how good this team could be?
They're good. They're very, very good. You know, I hoped all along, my number one pick, and this goes back to the middle of winter, the guy I wanted more than any other was Jordan Davis, and they got him. I thought that this team needed somebody who could disrupt things at the line of scrimmage, and I think that was just great. And then when you consider the fact that they got the two biggest impact players from the national championship college team, it instantly makes your defense better. And then to pick up somebody like A.J. Brown, look, there were some good young draft picks taken this year around the league, some of the wide receivers. But here you have somebody who has the ability to be an elite receiver and doesn't have to go through the break-in period that every receiver goes through when they hit the NFL. So, I mean, every now and then you have somebody who comes out very, very quickly. But there is generally a learning period. I think they have given Jalen Hurts, who I like, by the way, they've given him a fine stable of receivers. They've given him maybe the best offensive line in the National Football League. They've given him solid running backs. They've given him a good pass catching and blocking tight end in Dallas Goedert. I think this offense is loaded. I think the defense is going to be better. And I also think when you look at this defense, there's a lot of things they can do, and there are a lot of moves that they still have to make, you know, because they do have certain holes in the secondary that have to be addressed. There's no doubt about that before you can say they're the total team that you can consider a Super Bowl contender. I think there's certainly a playoff contender and a serious one who can make some noise in the playoffs. But then I go back to 2017, and that team wasn't considered to be a Super Bowl contender either. And things just got better. And they made some moves during the season. They made the move going into the season where they picked up LeGarrette Blount, which turned out to be a great move. They picked up right near the deadline. They picked up Jay Ajayi. They did so. And then when guys went down, they did so many smart things. I mean, they lost their kicker in Caleb Sturgis, and they went and got Jake Elliott off the practice squad of the Cincinnati Bengals, and he turned out to be terrific. So there's a lot of things that can come up, and a lot of parts of this whole story that have yet to be written. Now, one other thing I want to tell you guys about, and I don't know if you've discussed him, but when they were signing players after the draft, there was one guy I really wanted. I mean, really wanted, and that was Britton Covey. the punt returner from Utah. I would stay up late some nights if I saw that Utah was on television just to see Britton Covey. He is electric, absolutely electric. Now, I don't know how his skills translate to the NFL. That's what you have to wait and see. And he is a little bit of a guy, but he said, now you see him, now you don't. I just can't wait to see him return punts. And boy, do they need somebody.
Do they ever, Merrill?
It's been a long time. I need to hear a Britton Covey touchdown call from Merrill Reese on a punt return.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
I'd love the chance to do that. I mean, we had Mighty Mouse, and I used to love Darren Sproles. And you really didn't have that with the part two of Deshaun Jackson. Part one of Deshaun Jackson was amazing. But in the replay where he came back, it wasn't the same guy. But he was tremendous.
He was tremendous. No, he really was. And Merrill, I agree with everything you said there. And I think, you know, honing in on 2017 and, you know, the thing that really took that team from, you know, it was a really good roster, but the reason they became great was Carson Wentz taking that leap from year one to year two. You've always been a big Jalen Hurts guy. I've heard you talk about him a lot. What kind of leap do you, because Joe and I both think Jalen Hurts will be better this year. The question is, how much better? And will he take a real leap with, like you said, one of the better supporting casts around him that we've seen in Philadelphia? If you take out the quarterback and just go running game, offensive line, wide receivers, tight end. I mean, it's damn good, Merrill. It's damn good.
Here's the thing about Jalen Hurts. I'm not telling you that he's the next coming of Aaron Rodgers. But you've got to consider that Aaron Rodgers was drafted in 2005 and did not really start until 2008. You look 3 years from now or 4 years from now, whenever it's 5 years out, Drew Brees is going to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. He wasn't anything special in San Diego, and they let him go, and Miami didn't pick him up because they thought about it. They didn't like his physical problems. He had a shoulder problem. And he was picked up by the Saints and went on to a Hall of Fame career. So I just think people are judging Jalen Hurts much too quickly, and he has a much stronger arm than people think. He can snap it out there. He can make every throw that you have to make. Doug Peterson will tell you that, and Nick Sirianni will tell you that. It's not a matter of arm strength. It's more decision-making, seeing the whole field. And this is something that takes a little while to develop. So I'm very optimistic, and I think the Eagles are doing everything they can to put him in a position to succeed this year.
Yeah, and I can't wait to watch him do it. I believe in him too, Merrill. Merrill, we really appreciate you you being part of the schedule release show here tonight, and we're excited to start here and you call these games and this summer to get started in another year of Eagles football. Thank you, Merrill.
See you guys. Have a great night.
You too. There he goes. Merrill Reese. You can tell Merrill's excited.
Ah, what a treat. Yeah, I love it. He mentioned Britton Covey on the midday. I was saying he was like, it's going to be big. I've always loved that. And I actually have a story like that with Merrill. So when I worked for the Eagles, and this is Merrill nailed this one. When I worked for the Eagles, I used to do the draft with them, and Merrill used to always have like seventh round guys, got sixth round.
It always seems I don't know the one you're going to say, but just listen, last few years, he likes the Pac-12 guys that he stays up watching late on Saturday night.
So seventh round, the Eagles take a guy named Jordan Poyer, and I never heard of him, whatever. And Merrill's like, I love this pick. I love this kid. This kid's great. Goes on and on about him. Obviously didn't work out here. But Jordan Poyer's been a hell of an NFL player for a long time and, you know, has played in the league for a really long time. Merrill really knows those, you know, kind of hidden gem guys at the end of the draft and after. He's good with those.
It's funny. The Eagles have had a lot of success with those players. I mean, sixth and seventh round picks, they've hit a lot of them.
And UDFAs, man. I mean, I made the point before when we were talking about UDFAs. Two of the four main people in the Philly special were UDFA guys. Well, Clement and Burton were both UDFA guys.
Corey Clement had 100 yards receiving in the Super Bowl.
I know.
That's a trivia question.
He's one of the best players on the team.
And he's had such a nondescript career since then. Like, he's done nothing. He was a Cowboy or a Giant last year?
He was a Cowboy.
Yeah, he's bounced around. I mean, he's just been a guy. All right, before we wrap this up, a couple things I thought of as we're talking about Merrill there. One pertains to the schedule and one on Jalen. So, James, you said earlier about Jalen Hurts that it's kind of weird, like that rookie year, was last year kind of his rookie year? We kind of did this thing where, like, he didn't get a training camp because of the pandemic. Then he was a backup, and then this year was his first year, right? So we keep comparing like him to first-year quarterbacks, second-year quarterbacks. There's another thing about Hurts I think is interesting. He came out of the draft younger.
I bring this up all the time. Like he's younger than guys in the draft. He's younger than Kenny Pickett.
Right.
I say that all the time. He's 23 years old, this kid.
Do you know he's still younger now than Carson Wentz
when
was?
When he started with the Eagles. I do know that. I've said that before on the air because I think it's an astounding stat.
Like, if you think about the curve of a quarterback, he's still ahead of it. Like, it gives like, physical limitations are what they are. I don't think he's never going to have a superstar arm, right? Like Matt Stafford or Rodgers.
Josh
guys.
Allen.
Right.
You see the ball explode.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Right.
But I do think development-wise, there's more to go because he's younger than everybody else.
I agree. And again, I can't emphasize enough how important his work ethic and his will to win and will to be great are in this specific thing. Like, I do think he will maximize that. I think he will get out of him what he has. The question is what he has. And it's not just the arm. It's also the processing.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, can this guy be able to look at a defense?
That's a bigger deal.
It's a bigger deal.
I think arm strength is overrated.
That makes up for arm strength.
Yes.
You can have a softer arm.
Well, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Drew Brees. I mean, we've seen a ton of these guys. They don't have the strongest arm in the world, but because they know exactly where to put the ball and they can put it there accurately, they're great quarterbacks.
Yep. And they don't have to get themselves in trouble because they know before the snap, I'm going here with the football. That's his offseason here. All right. Last thing. Just as I keep staring at the schedule. That's what I'm going to do. We're all going to do this for the next couple days.
I already took a picture of it on my phone, so I just have it on my phone so I can keep going back to it. Yes.
The one thing I'm looking at right now, because I remember last year when it came out, the one thing that worried all of us was, boy, Mahomes and Herbert. Now, we didn't know Herbert was going to take that kind of leap, but all right, he's really talented, right?
They had Brady.
Brady. They had elite quarterbacks, top five, six, seven quarterbacks throughout. How many elite quarterbacks are on this schedule?
I think it's just Rodgers off the top of my head.
I think so. So let's go through the names.
I have to look through it, but yeah. Okay, let's go through the names. I like this.
How about this? How about we play it out how many top 10 guys are
there?
Okay,
sure.
And I think when you get to 8, 9, 10, it's debatable, so
we'll
see if we have the same number. Lions, Goff, no.
Yeah, I think
that's an easy no. Vikings, Cousins, no. Okay, Washington, Wentz, no. That's an easy one. Jaguars and Lawrence, no.
No, but I do think
one day, maybe.
I liked your point before. I could see him taking a surprisingly big leap.
But right now, based on last year, he's not close to that. Kyler Murray, Cardinals, I would say he's right at the bottom of the top 10.
So I wouldn't put him in the top 10. I'd put him more in like the 12, 13 range.
Okay.
But I think, you know, when we're talking 8 to 13 or 9 to 13,
similar.
It's very similar.
I feel the same way about Dak. Dak's
exactly
in that range.
Same range. I actually think Dak's a little better than Kyler right now.
Oh, so let's say between those, there's one top 10 quarterback.
Sure.
So they're facing one in the first 6 weeks. It doesn't matter. Pickett or Trubisky, no.
No.
Texans, Davis Mills, no way. Wentz again, stop. Matt Ryan, he's left that tier.
He's definitely. I mean, I think Matt Ryan will be better in Indy than he's been in Atlanta the last couple years, but not a top 10.
Maybe top 14, top 16.
Sure.
Okay, Packers, obviously. Yes. Rodgers, top 10 quarterback. Tannehill, no.
Definitely not.
Daniel Jones, please.
This is pretty wild.
Justin Fields, no. Now, he could take a leap, but he's not going to be a top 10 guy this year. Back to Dak again, so it's kind of like that 10-10-ish range. Jameis Winston, no. Daniel Jones again.
It's pretty wild, Joe.
We're talking about at most four if we count Dak twice and Kyler.
And we're talking about, without a doubt, one elite quarterback.
One.
That's it. They have one top dude on their schedule.
It's a big deal. So
it's a mess, especially if you just forgetting everything else, just look at last year and the way they played against great quarterbacks and the way they played against everybody else.
So here's another way I'll say it to you. That the way we just did it, I think there are only four games you go in and you say the Eagles are at a quarterback disadvantage in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Dak twice. Dak's better than Jalen right
no
now.
Doubt.
And Kyler, when he's healthy, is better than Jalen. And obviously, you know,
Aaron Rodgers.
No question.
Yeah,
but every other quarterback, I don't think it's a major disadvantage. Like, Matt Ryan might be a little bit better than Jalen Hurts, but like, whatever. It's not that big
of
a deal.
But he might not be.
He might not be.
Yeah.
Tannehill might be, but he might not be anymore.
Yeah,
he's on the decline. That's a big deal when you look at. It's not just how good Jalen Hurts could be. It's like, all right, well, who's he facing, right? If he's going up against Josh Allen every week, the Eagles are in trouble. He doesn't go up against Josh Allen every week.
Yeah. And again, I do think, you know, looking back at last year, the one thing that, you know, I was very down on the Eagles defense last year. I think you were more down on it than up. I know there are other people who defended it and all that.
Yep.
Obviously, my podcast co-host, you know, Elliot and I have gotten into a lot of arguments about that. He's a Gannon defender. But the one thing you can say about Jonathan Gannon's defense last year is they play well against back quarterbacks. They're going to play a lot of back quarterbacks.
Yeah, and now I'm excited to see Gannon this year because there's more talent to work with.
Like, me too.
That's why I...
And it seems like he can actually maybe play the scheme he wanted to play in the first place too.
Yeah,
so.
It seemed like he... I mean, just the way they've done this offseason. Yeah. They wanted to change the scheme.
And look, I'm not a Jonathan Gannon guy. I was personally unimpressed last year. But it's definitely notable that the rest of the NFL thinks this guy's a star. Like, clearly from the interviews he got, and it's old boys network and all that stuff plays a role in interviews.
People
and all
think
that.
He's smart, obviously.
People are impressed by this guy. So, you know, it was his first year, too. We talk so much about Sirianni, first year as head coach. This guy's first year as a defensive coordinator. So as much as I ripped him last year, I definitely would not be shocked if all of a sudden this year we're like, wow, look at Jonathan Gannon. All
yeah, right. And the silver lining, obviously, is if he's good and they're good, we're probably going to lose him in a year.
Exactly.
He's going to be a head coach. But you know what? I'll take that. It's okay. If the Eagles are good, we'll take that. James, this has been a blast. This flew by.
This is awesome, man. I can't believe we're done. It's like, already?
I know.
It's over?
Went by 12-5, 11-6. Yeah. I'm excited
vibes.
That we got to be the first voices to do the game.
Me
tomorrow,
too.
Everyone else on WIP
Me
will
too.
Do this as well.
Me
all
too.
Right. James, thank you for hopping in. James, back tomorrow with the midday show?
Yeah, we hear me do it again. We will do win-loss tomorrow. So
you know, you get extra 12 hours or whatever to think about it.
I'll be like, guys, I already did this. I'm ready to roll.
Listen,
you figure it out.
Go ahead, DeCamber Ritchie. All right, James back tomorrow. On the other side, we will get into leading off Phillies and the Dodgers, and I have some not great news about Bryce Harper to pass along. They checked his elbow out again. We'll give you the latest on that and everything you need to know for the Phillies and the Dodgers. That is coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.